Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Behind the Veil, a show that provides insight into the world of weddings. I'm your host, Keith Willard. Welcome back. Today, it's one of those subjects that I just don't think a lot of people really ever want to talk about. And, you know, this is like the dirty secret of events. It's the dirty side of events. And I think it's one of those areas that many of us, especially ones that love to create beauty and these really unusual, amazing events and a real kind of moment for our couples and our clients, many times we don't think about the other side. Let's say, you know, we don't think about taking care of our bottom end, quote unquote. So today we have an amazing guest, and we're going to talk about all of those things and all the little dirty secret things that we should be talking about, especially after COVID. But before I introduce her, let me introduce Marcy Gutenberg with An Affair to Remember by Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Keith.
Hello. So, you know, I mean, we talk about, it's one of those things. It's interesting because every single time I bring a client to a new event, one of the very first things the mother does is check the restroom out.
Oh yes, oh totally. But when you first put out the name of the show, I was thinking, okay, is this salacious or are we, what are we talking here?
No, but you know, it's all about
truthfully, you're right, 100%. I mean, that's the first thing that mothers always go to look for. They want to know
what it's going to look like. Well, and one of the other things that mothers always look for is Brooke Logan Stoner. Hi, Brooke, with your fingers up there. What's going on?
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
How's everybody doing?
Life is good. Life is good. So we're just about to get into our program. So what do you think about dirty little secrets? What do you think about that?
Oh, I'm going to tell you what I tell everyone. If you tell someone a secret, basically kill them. To trust someone but yourself. Only you tell a secret two times, one time, one person. Kill them all. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, we're talking more about restrooms and stuff. But that would be an amazing
See, she thought along the same lines originally.
Oh, no. My goodness. Well, let me introduce our special guest, Dr. Nancy Powers. Hi, Dr. Nancy Powers. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm wonderful. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you on the show. You are a holistic physician turned public health safety advisor. That's amazing. Right. And also, you talked about the fact that you were a chiropractor, and that, I mean, some of the understudies. I mean, it is amazing how much education you actually have under your belt.
How many lives have we led since the 80s? Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're not going to go into that.
That's for sure.
Well, my main focus is health and wellness and public safety. And I'm an advocate for all of it. So my specialty is I am a holistic physician since 1992. And my specialty in healing people is working with artists and performance artists. I've gone on tour with rock groups that you may have heard of, the Eagles, Journey, Smashing Pumpkins. When American Idol was here at Parker Playhouse, they call me because I fix things and I get everybody road ready and out to perform and really, really surpass what they think they can do. So that's one of my magical gifts. And I also, especially since COVID, I've been fascinated with public safety because that's one of my longtime admirations. And this brings me to what we're going to talk about today.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about your company. Tell us a little bit about you, your company, what you're doing right now.
Well, what you mentioned, when you cannot have a successful celebration without successful sanitation. This 100%. Whole unprecedented time with COVID is based on germs. It's based on toxins, and it's a public safety health issue. Now, we're not out of it yet. Just as we came into it, who knows what can happen? So in planning a celebration, you must have successful sanitation. And that makes a big difference. So when people are having parties, they need to make proper allowances and acknowledgments of the proper sanitation for guests. So Comfort Zone is a company that I love working with. And we help events of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to huge public events. Right. We work with Tony Robbins. He loves our Porta Lisa trailer. It's a beautiful high end. When you're in our units, they're gorgeous. You could really live in there and be very happy for the rest of your life.
I love it. You know, who doesn't think about Tony Robbins on the toilet?
he loves our units. So it's a really important consideration for people when they're breaking into the post-COVID events.
Yeah.
I mean, to keep their guests safe and hygiene on the scene is of top priority. And that's what I do and I love to do. And I just want everybody to know in planning an upcoming event, I'll help you. Because many people didn't even think that they need extra treats with their hygiene on the scene.
We were actually talking about that before we went live, is that, you know, one of the things that we run into is that we are talking to our clients, and especially at home events, you know, bringing in extra toilets is a must. If you have 150 people running through your house, do you really want all 150 people going into your toilet? Because that's going to be, first of all, long line. Second of all, it's going to be disgusting. And third, there's just not enough toilets. And then to then talk about washing hands and making sure that the doorknobs are clean and, you know, making sure that people don't catch COVID from, touching their face, touching the wall, touching their hands. I mean, it's not something that people really would like to talk about, though. Nobody really likes to talk about toilets. I mean,
and you can bring in a unit that's 6 foot by 8 foot with a very compact footprint. And then you can pretty much guarantee the safety of your guests. And who wants 150 people using your restroom? This reminds me of my cousin Ellen Levine's bar mitzvah, which she had at her palatial mansion in Manalapan, New Jersey back in the day.
God, I love you already.
With 150 guests, all my cousins, and a sewage backup, okay? So we're still talking about that. And the kid is 35 years old. So, I mean, you want to make sure that you have proper sanitation for your celebration. And it's a lot easier than people think. You call me. I will help you. I will go to the site. We've done a site together and make sure that everything is configured properly. Take you through the whole scenario. So from concept to completion, whatever you need, I personally will be there for you. That's what I love about working with Comfort Zone. If you call another company, you're going to press 9, press 2 for Spanish, and please hold. None of that with me. You get my cell phone, you get me, and I'm here for you. Because I've been there, I know, and I care.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but okay, so one of the things that when we talk about restrooms, because it's interesting because I used a really high-end restroom before I met you a year ago. We used this really high-end restroom, and it took forever to get it into place. God bless the man that finally got the trailer into place. And
sorry about those shrubs, lady.
Right? Sorry about those shrubs. Oh, you remember that. Oh, yeah. Sorry about those.
That's right.
Anyway, that was a hot day.
But you know, right? Oh, God, that was a hot day, too. But you know, one of the things that was interesting is that people loved everything that we did at the event. They loved the tent and the flowers and, oh, my God, what a great event. And then people were like, but did you see the toilet? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when do my flowers start having to compete with my toilets?
Well, ours are gorgeous. And I make sure at the beautiful events to find out what people need. So we'll have an extra special basket with all of the must-haves, safety pins, hygiene products, whatever people need or think they will need, I make sure that they have. Because you want to focus on the party, on the fabulosity of the moment. You don't want to have to be thinking about anything. This should be seamless.
Right. It really should be. Okay. So what?
Also, I want to ask you a question. When you had the other company, I don't know, most companies don't do site inspections. When you call me, I'll go and make sure that nothing screws up. Okay. I will measure it. I will say, maybe you need to, you know, put it here, put it there.
But you know, it is important actually to figure out where you want to put the toilets, because you do want them easy access to the guests, but also not in line of sight. And that's sometimes very difficult to figure out. Like, you know, how do we make sure that the toilets are readily available? And then the other thing is, how are guests getting to them? Because in many times, if we're talking about backyards, they're going to have to be going across lawns, yards, things like that. And if it rained the day before, or you know, you got to put down some type of flooring to get there, because there's nothing worse than having to go poo, you know, or do.
We have older guests too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you have restrooms with ramps?
Yes. Oh, we have ADA restrooms. We have restrooms with showers. We have restrooms. We actually have laundry facilities, but that's not for general parties, but for different events and for FEMA. But we have beautiful, the ADA compliant restrooms come in a 3-unit, and the restroom that is with the ramp, it's huge and gorgeous. And many brides want to use that as a dressing room if they have a destination wedding, like at a beach or in the middle of a beautiful field where the love is everywhere. You know, we want to make sure. And also, you have all ages of your guests, so you don't want anyone to fall. You want to make sure there's a safe pathway so the heels don't sink into the lawn, and it's well lit and everybody's safe. And, you know, very often I'll go to the event as an attendant because I care and I want to make sure that everything is okay. Better than fabulous.
Right. But, you know, I feel like, you know, one of the things when people think portable restrooms, they think the construction restroom.
Portalette.
You know, the portalette, the big plastic.
Let's talk about toilets.
Yeah, honey pot. Let's talk about the blue water and like nobody really wants to look in the toilet, but everybody does. And everybody goes, bros. You know, I mean, we're not talking about that kind of world anymore. I mean, the world of sanitation has come such a long way that it doesn't even make sense to do that, those kind of things. But people still have that in their head. They still think, oh, I got to bring in portable restrooms, because they've all gone to the fairs and festivals and what have you. But even the fairs and festivals are now going towards these trailers.
Well, one of the things about the fairs and festivals is if they do use our service for the individual honeypots, they're called, we make sure that they're properly maintained and pumped out more than OSHA requires, because we care. And that's a major component. And oftentimes, if you have the trailer restrooms, which are the luxury units, you need to make sure that you have enough energy, that you have, so the electricity from the house doesn't go out because of the unit. So sometimes you need a generator. And that's another thing. We make sure that everything is seamless. So all you focus on is the friends and family and the gathering and the glory of that.
So let's say that somebody needs to think about bringing in restrooms. What are the counts that somebody should be thinking about? Let's say you have 100 people. What size restroom would you be? Where's my English?
For 100 people, around a 2-stall would be okay. It also depends if you're serving, if you have the house, or this is just the unit separate from
the home. I thought you were going to say if you're serving Mexican food.
Like if you're having a remote location.
If you're serving alcohol at the party. That's a question we need to know, because if you're serving alcohol, you may want a 3-unit. It goes from 2 stalls to 12 stalls. So, and they're all private. You close the door and you do what you want in there. Nobody needs to know. Okay.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Very private and very discreet.
Well, and when you said that earlier, I thought she's asking if you're serving Mexican. It's like,
whatever the case may be. And we also make sure to have attendants and technicians, so everything is smooth.
Right. It really has to be. Okay, so let's talk about the toilet paper in these things. I have to tell you.
I was going
to
say, does it come with wipers? Here we go.
Yeah, does it come with wipes? Does it come with, like, Cottonelle? Because, you know, I mean.
We lost her. Well, I wanted to just say, you know, I was up in Canada a few years ago, and they were talking about the fact they don't call them portalettes up there. They call them summer houses.
No, they do not.
Yes.
That's a bit of a stretch.
But those are the ones that are like, if you're like out and you're like at a park or something,
Right.
Yeah, they call them summer houses. I was like, summer house? I'm like, what?
I mean, this just sounds weird. I mean, you know, the thing is that we're all so weird about restrooms and the dirty side of life, so to speak. We all have that kind of insecurity, even though all of us do it. And it's something that we absolutely should pay attention to. Because if you're having a successful event, the one thing that can make it not so successful is if something happens with a broken toilet.
Yeah, then I mean, you don't want people walking away saying, oh my God, I stuffed up the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I remember like way back when I first started doing events in the 80s, I mean, all that they really had were those damn plastic things.
Plastics,
there wasn't
yeah.
such thing as a nice trailer. You know, and I wonder if COVID has taken us in a new direction to be even more focused about that kind of stuff, you know, because now it's even more important that there is a sense of cleanliness, that it feels clean. Not that it not only is it clean, but does it look clean? Right.
Yes.
And I just like, I mean, I don't know about y'all. I mean, what about you, Brooke? What do you think about that? I mean, this is a weird subject for us to be.
You know
about
how
anyway.
I am.
Yeah.
Everything has to look like a brand new chandelier at my house. So
I oh, yeah.
like the toilet water is purple. Keith will tell you it's purple.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm that girl.
What was that? The
toilet water is purple.
Toilet water is purple. Yeah. And that tells you that it's clean. Yeah. But that's the thing is like, you know, as we get further and further into these events, you know, we have to think about the event from the very beginning to the very end, so to speak. Let's see what I did there to the very end. Anyway. Neither of none of you are like,
No, but, I got it. Right. Front to back. Back to front.
Back to front, front to back. But, you know, it is one of those things that that we tend to wait to think about until probably towards the end of the planning process. It's like, it's not the very first thing that we go, okay, we have 800 people. We think about how are we going to get them in, what kind of security, what kind of exits are available, what kind of seating is going to happen, what kind of staging. And then, oh my goodness, what are we going to do about toilets?
But it can also help people understand that if there are no restrooms somewhere, it doesn't mean that you can't have an event there.
Right.
It opens up more opportunities to have more, you know, outdoor events if you want to have it at a botanical garden or something like that, where you can rent these restrooms, and then that way you have that security that your guests are going to feel comfortable in using something, and it's nice and clean, and it's not, you know, they're not going out in, as Brooke said before, they're not going out into the bushes.
Right. Well, okay, so I'm going to bring up a story from one of my olden days. So when I used to work at Hyatt Pier 66, we used to have these like big groups that would come in. And they would take over the whole hotel. I'm not going to even say what religion or any of that. They all know, everybody that's worked in hotels knows exactly what I'm talking about. But the sanitation was a massive issue with this. It was a massive issue. And it was one of those things that we didn't even think about until afterwards. And then it took forever for us to catch up to that, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We had to get to a point that we were like, okay, let's think about this ahead of time. And then there's Nancy back. Hi, Nancy. Thank you. Welcome back.
I have to tell you something, okay?
Yes.
I'm an energy healer. And anyone who's ever had my hands on them will tell you that. So technology sometimes is a thing for me, just so you know. I'm very happy to be back.
Well, we were just talking about, you know, it's one of those things that not everybody really thinks about, right? It's towards the end of the planning that people really, you know, get into this. But okay, so let me ask you, go back to my question. When we're talking about number of guests and how many toilets, like really, what are we talking about? Like how many is it? Like for bartenders, we usually say 50 to 75 guests, you need a bartender. Every time you Absolutely. Hit 75 people, you add another bartender. Is it the same thing when it comes to restrooms?
Yes, it depends on where the event is being held. But let's say there's no restrooms, or it's outside your home. You're having a wedding at home.
Right.
Many people are hosting events at home today, or at their local churches or wherever, temples. Anything over 50, you really want to consider it. Anything over 100, you definitely must. I mean, right. There's too many variables. And like I mentioned, my cousin Ellen Levine in New Jersey thought it would be fine. Her beautiful home had 6 bathrooms until it wasn't fine. And you really can't undo it. You want to get it right the first time, and you don't want to think about it after. You want me to think about it.
So well, if,
go ahead.
What? So if somebody is looking at getting some restrooms for their event, what would be a timeline of when they kind of need to think about securing it? Because I know that there's permitting that you have to receive for these. So what are we looking at advice?
And actually, I have back up to that question as well, is like, what kind of permitting is required? I mean, because I've never gotten a permit for a restroom.
Well, you generally don't need a permit for a restroom, and we'll work with you in the process if that comes to pass. But one of the things that you want to be aware of is, since COVID, is there's a shortage. And you have to make sure to reserve, because like we're doing these big events happening, you know, that you'll be hearing about, and the restrooms aren't there. Tony Robbins has them. So you want to make sure, if as soon as you think about it, you need to call, because that will make a difference, because we have to order more and they're in production. Because so many people are becoming more conscious. You know, one thing, when you have an event, you only want to remember the good times. You don't want to be a super spreader. We have hand sanitizing solutions. Everything is immaculate and pristine. And that's as a safety precaution for public protection. So that was an excellent question, Marcy. As soon as you think about it, you just need to make a call so we can reserve it. You can always change after. You know, I'm happy to work with you, but if you don't have the reservation, you know, I'm not at the point where I can pull them out of thin air.
Well, and then, so we did get a question from, not question, but a comment from Michael. It says, not only does this relate to events, it relates to every public venue and their long-term success. Many retailers, restaurants, and other public establishments do not realize how the cleanliness of their facilities impact consumer perceptions.
Absolutely.
Those that have tidy toilets will have a tidy business. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, but it's true.
I like that.
It's so true.
So true.
That's right. And supply help for everybody. You know, we're doing Pride. There's a Pride event coming up where we're going to have our units there. There's a big concert, Odysseys, happening on the beach. These are larger events for thousands of people. You know, we're doing a huge event, which will be named, but there's a lot of excitement going on. One of the reasons that this is so beneficial is because when you call, you get a person. And I can't stress that enough, especially at something so important where you're hosting this event to present for your guests. What's going on with my computer?
Well, and oh, and you just want to make sure, and you just want to make sure that that it actually goes smoothly, so to speak, because you want to make sure that, you know, not only do you have to really talk about toilets, but then to not have to worry about them being brought, you know, right. You know, you want to make sure that that's done. You make the appointment, it's done, move on. And then, you know, it's going to be taken care of.
Well, when you and I met the first time, which was wonderful, it was because we had to configure the location of the unit on the side of the house. We had to go around a giant planter, which is easier said than done, but I make sure that everything is site inspected. There's really not too many other companies that I know of that really, you know, they just think of you as a number. I don't think of you as that. I know what it's like to throw a big event. I know what it's like to work with a huge public event that's maybe nationally covered, and you don't want anything other than seamless excellence. Nothing else matters except the memory of the moment. And you don't want to be talking about what happened at my cousin Ellen Levine's party 35 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I really do care. And I know that when you're planning an event and when Marcy's designing something, it's a question of connection with the party, with the event, with the love that's at this event. So you only want to focus on that. And that's what I do. We'll take care of every detail so you can focus on the fabulosity of your event and spend time, you know, and we're here.
It is one of those. Well, and that's one of those things. It's like, you know, it's not something that everybody wants to talk about. I do think it's
absolutely like when they have tennis events. And right. they have tennis events, they have car shows. You want hand sanitation stations because you don't want to be on the news for being a super spreader. And everything is so not out of the woods.
Let's talk about that. So sanitation doesn't mean just restrooms. I mean, we focused on restrooms because that seems to be a big piece of like what we need to get done. And I don't think a lot of planners really think about that, or they're just used to doing weddings at venues where restrooms are kind of included. And so, you know, here now they're doing a wedding at somebody's place. So now they need to start thinking about it. But sanitation doesn't just stop at a restroom. I mean, that's not it. I mean, there's other pieces to that. Tell us a little bit about some of the other pieces that are involved.
Well, you want hand washing stations. You want to make sure that you have somebody on site to help you with your event. So there's not paper towels piled up. You want to keep everybody informed and engaged and protected. So that's something really important. I'm meeting with the zoo up in Palm Beach because they want to have events outside, but it's too far to walk back to the restrooms, to the main building for their guests. So this provides a safe haven. Also, they're air conditioned and they're beautiful. We play music in there and they're very private. Sometimes you just need a moment, and they're air conditioned, which in the Florida heat, you know, you get a guest that maybe just needs to sit in the cool, refreshing air for a few minutes. And that's one of the things that's very important. Plus, some have showers, depending on if it's a weekend event. Sometimes the people have weekend parties where it's more than one day. And we just make sure that everything is covered and beautiful and immaculate we care.
Well, and of course, when we talk about those, you talk about those hand washing stations. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, when I see these hand washing stations at like a public event, some type of art event and stuff, I never trust them, to be honest. When I see a hand washing station, can you tell us a little bit, like, are those cleaned out? Like, I know they are. Tell me the process.
That's a great question. We have water cubes. We have huge cubes of water, which is really amazing. That's like, that just blows my mind that we can do this and we do this. And the wonderful, the guy I work with who's wonderful, he knows all about this. And his name's Michael John, and he's really, really top of his game in this. And they bring in water cubes with fresh water. So it is not skanky. It is not toxic. It is not offensive. It's fresh, clean water we fill up 800 gallon water cubes. They have a 2,500 gallon water cube. That's two and a half tons of water, 2.5, you know.
Wow.
And what the technology does with the generators and with the purification systems is amazing. We also can do tents. So if a person wants an air-conditioned tent and want to make sure that there's air scrubbers available in the humidity, if you're having an outdoor event and you want it to have a clean, fresh air, we'll bring in air scrubbers plus generators and make it an outdoor environment that, you know, when you, with your style and the amazing talents that you have, you can create something out of nothing in the middle of a parking lot, in the middle of a field, on the beach. And the thing is, it comes in quick in the morning, we set it up and it's amazing.
Well, I'll bet you, when I think sanitation on an airplane, and I don't know why my brain connects this, but you know, we hear all sorts. It's disgusting. You hear all these horror stories about don't wash your hands on an airplane because that water in that tank has been sitting there. And then you see a hand washing station out in the middle of a parking lot, and you're like, do I trust that? Because my brain immediately thinks,
absolutely. Well, you'd be wise to consider that. But we're bringing in the water that morning. So it's not sitting there. And whatever OSHA says, we go above and beyond. So, yes, and we also have all the different hand sanitizer goo. Like, I make sure that it's stocked. So I don't know if I would drink it. We'll have bottles of water available for you, whatever the case may be. No. But the thing you want to make sure is that everything's cleaned out. And you want to ask whoever you're working with, how often are you going to clean this? Because if you're doing a 3-day event, you want 3 hose outs. Trust me, you do. because it just makes everything that there's not a lot of room. Everything's very, it's like they just had SpaceX had a problem that the astronauts, the toilet on SpaceX,
yes.
Well, they should have called a comfort zone. Okay. They went out to wear diapers. So we just really, you know, whatever the situation is. And like you said, the mothers come in and they look at the restrooms, and that is a huge, huge criteria for an excellent, like I always say, you can't have a successful celebration without successful sanitation. And it's not until after or during that the drama starts. And we don't want drama. We just want enjoyment.
So I know this is going to sound like a random question because, you know, there's the BBB for companies in general, for the better, you know, Better Business Bureau. Is there anywhere that that there is a government oversight that checks these restrooms, that checks the sanitation of some of these public events, or is it just
What I know is that when we do our events, we go above and beyond what OSHA safety hazards recommend, like the hose outs every day, and like the site inspection, and like the lighting. You know, you go up steps. Generally, these trailers have steps.
And I'm saying we get it. You absolutely, your company, amazing. But is there an oversight? Is there a government agency that oversees this kind of thing that goes and checks the public spaces?
I'm not fully aware of it, and it should be. There should be.
Right?
I'm not fully aware of that. There really should be. It's true. But a lot of these events, you know, it's you come in, you do the event, and you leave. So if it's shady, it's over anyway. And if it's successful, it's over anyway. So I'll let you know about that. Maybe we need to start one.
Yeah, we'll call it poop patrol.
But you know, it's one of those things that they're everywhere. You see everywhere. And you don't always trust it because you go, who's checking this? Who's really going in and taking measurements about how much bacteria is in this washing station? You know, and again, I understand comfort zone.
But there's all kinds of like tablets. There's all kinds of chemicals that are used in the industry for that purpose. So like the blue that people talk about, that's a concentrated antibacterial, and that's why they have it.
Oh,
that's a very good question.
Okay. So I went to a concert many, many years ago, probably in the early 80s. And it was out in a parking lot. I believe it was Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando. They had a big, huge parking lot. And they had about 50 of these, the old style portalettes. And I have to tell you, I mean, honestly, at that point in my life, you know, it was like, you do not go in there as a young woman. You didn't go into these because it was not perceived, but it was just, they were dirty. I mean, they were used by the guys that were drinking and so forth. And it's so not healthy for our bodies to like hold it in, especially when it's an all day event. My question actually is a little bit shifted from that in respect to make these rooms look cohesive with the event. Do people put in flowers or do they put in napkins?
I put in orchids. I put in sanitary items for the ladies. I put in safety pins. I have very nice fragrance sprays. I have little hand sanitizers. It's very Martha Stewart because I care. And like it's from concept to completion. I don't know what anybody else does. And even at with the honey pots, with the portable units, the life of a porta potty is very interesting because it starts off as an event, a concert.
Right.
When they're created, they first go to concerts until they get beat up a little. And then they go to the construction sites. But, you know, different event planners use different criteria for what they want to provide for their guests.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is it, would you consider it customary that, so I know that one question that comes up all the time from parents of the brides is, do we need to do a bathroom basket? Do we need to have something in the bathroom that has all the little supplies? Do you feel like that is a must for events? And if it is, what should be included in it? Like, what she had, like a bride.
It all depends. I mean, people can elope and not get married in an event at all. They could just run off into the woods and get married, you know? There's all different versions of what people want to do. But in a basket, you want sanitary items. You want sanitary items. You want wet naps. You want a diaper. You want baby wipes. You want safety pins. You may want condoms, depending on how the party's going to go, you know?
Condoms. Oh, my God.
Pull up.
You never know. It's private in there. We don't ask, don't tell. You know, it's private. And there's plenty of room. Just so you know, there's plenty of room to do whatever you want in these units because they're fabulous. So, you know, hey, it's a party.
I do a lot of guest towel napkins for people to put in the restrooms.
Right underneath, toothpicks, hairspray, deodorant, condoms. Great. Okay. Yes.
Depending on the party. Right.
That's like, so you were talking about some of the stories that you had from, I mean, yes, the sewer backup was an interesting story, but are there any other kind of horror stories that you were like, man, if they had just called me, we could have avoided that all together?
Yes, and especially with the difference between choosing the honeypots and choosing the higher-end trailer stations, especially now. At concerts, right. Marcy, you had mentioned that you were at a concert. We all were at the concerts, and you were like, really? You know, I got to figure this out. Most of the high-end events that are most of the events that are happening are not using those anymore. You can get a 12-stall unit with 12 closed doors. That's a big, big, trailer.
It is big.
It's a big deal. But they'll have, like, for events that we're doing, we'll get like 40 12-stall units. And you have to get them from all over the country because people don't realize that these same units, some of them are used for transition housing for refugees from other countries. There's in the country in out west, they have for like Afghanistan refugees, which I think is really interesting. They're making tent cities out. We supply tents and generators so people can live with dignity and sanitation. And you send out 12 stall restroom trailers. We send out laundry. We send out showers. We have bunk beds. That's not particularly for the parties. But like these huge events, Florida is known, especially after we're coming out of this unprecedented time, that parties are going to start happening. And event planners need to really rethink on the safety and sanitation of their celebration. Because like I said, you don't want to be in the news for anything like this. You don't want to create a super spreader. And everything's kind of we're moving gingerly to the new normal. So now more than ever, this excites me. And anybody who's having an event, it should excite you too. Because like Keith said, it's the dirty little secret. But you don't want it to be your problem. You want it to just be something that's seamless and streamlined and successfully fabulous.
Can you tell everybody where you're located? You're in South Florida, right? And can you also tell them where you can service to?
Anywhere in America. Because we have alliances with other companies. But even when we work with the other companies, I'll be a consigliere and Michael, John will be a consigliere and carry you through the whole way. You will not be lost in the sludge. But please hold in line one and line two. I can give you my cell phone. I'll give you my cell phone. I made a sign. If you want,
you made a sign.
You wanted to. This is something you really. This is so behind the scenes. It's behind the scenes.
I love it. That's funny.
I'll give you my cell phone. If you have questions, you can call me, and I'll help you. And we have 24 hours. You have an issue, 2 o'clock in the morning when they had the Surfside disaster. Michael John heard about it. That's who I work with. He went down there at like 3 a.m. and said, you need fencing. And he provided the fencing to block off the Surfside disaster. So there's so much involved, and it's really interesting, you know, from the water cubes to the air scrubbers to the beautiful little gift baskets in the units to making sure that there's not a big tree. You know, you need to make sure if you're putting a unit by your house that there's you need 6x8, but you need 6x8, and it can't be down a slope, and there can't be mushy ground. You know, you have to take control of the situation so you don't have a problem.
Well, okay, so you just brought up something really interesting that I think is an interesting piece of this conversation that we haven't even talked about. Disasters. I mean, when hurricanes and other horrible disasters that happen, I mean, sanitation is a big piece of that. I mean, it's not even about, you know, an event. It is about keeping people safe, keeping the health safe. So that something that you guys do?
Is in our name. Absolutely. Right,
So is that something that you do for like cities that have just suffered a massive hurricane, bring in, you know, these portable toilets to keep people safe?
We were just in Louisiana for the hurricane that just came through Louisiana. Was it Ida? The one that just happened. We brought laundry facilities, portable, on a movable laundry facilities, which is incredible. We brought shower facilities and we brought restrooms, and we were in a parking lot for like 3 weeks. And whoever all of the rescue workers or anybody who needs help, we help them because it's all about comfort. And it makes a huge difference, especially because these are air conditioned. And when it's hot and you're miserable and you just want a minute to just close the door and contemplate and get yourself back in the game. I mean, this is really, really comfort at its most important factor, all of it.
100%.
FEMA, we work with everybody. And I love doing this. I just, every day I'm just like from a small little a party to a huge event to a natural disaster, every day is so interesting because it all comes down to public safety and public enjoyment and successful sanitation for any kind of event, celebration, or situation. I love it.
Incredible. It really is kind of incredible to think about, you know, how important this is actually in our lives and how we're just so used to having that convenience in our homes. I mean, especially Americans in general,
we're addicted to comfort. It's a society addicted to comfort. And using a restroom in the middle of a parking lot, in the middle of a long winding road, in the middle of a desert, and making it pretty comparable to your home, that's a big deal. You have to bring in the water cubes that I just love talking about. And sometimes you have to bring in generators because the unit can't be more than 100 feet from the power source.
Right. Wow. I mean, it's all like crazy.
These are all different criteria. And you've done weddings in beaches and destination weddings, all kinds of interesting events. And we make it happen. So you can have it happen.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I started thinking about all these amazing photos that I saw on Instagram where you see this beautiful long table out in the middle of a field. And it's, you know, one of those pop-up dinners that they do in some like remote place. And, you know, you think about these 40, 50 people, they're out in the middle of nowhere. And you're like,
in nice shoes. They're wearing nice shoes as well.
Yeah, and you're thinking, are they just going into the field to do their stuff? Or did somebody think was smart enough to remember that, oh, we got to bring in some toilets to make sure that we've covered this from end to end?
That's why I'm advocating public safety and enjoyment of your event, you know? So don't worry. Like if you have your house and you have everybody at your house because you're blessed and you have a lovely house and something clogs up somewhere, what are you going to do? You're going to call a plumber? You're going to interrupt the party and have a drama? I mean, it's a thing. You flush something down a toilet, they flush hygiene products, they flush who knows what. It's a thing. And it lasts, that memory stinks forever.
Yes, it does. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of stink, so do they spray? Is there some kind of a spray that occurs after every use?
Yes. When you call me, I make sure of it. There's different sprays. There's sprays you can spray in the water. There's atomizers in the room. The really nice citrus ones that are nice. Not the fake ones that
old ones that you used to have in the Kmart bathroom.
Absolutely. No, the citrus based with the citrus oils, really nice. Like what, oh a unit God. Is like as nice as a bathroom could be based in the wherever you are. So it's something interesting, Nancy, when you're planning any kind of event.
Nancy, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show. But now we're gonna have actually a quick word from our sponsor. I hope you stick around because we do a little thing called After the Veil, which we get to talk about whatever the hell we want. Because what?
Great.
It's our show and not yours.
Not yours. Anyway, so quick word from Mike Stipe, our local sponsor, and we'll be right back.
More than just entertainment, we understand the importance of the entire wedding day celebration. From the moment you select the date until the day of the celebration, we are there to provide you and your family with the peace of mind you deserve. Mike Stipe Entertainment of Vincent Productions has been providing entertainment and production nationwide for over 30 years. Our company motto is Your Day, Your Way. And our mission is to provide our clients with the most unforgettable entertainment experience while promoting an atmosphere of trust and togetherness. Learn more at themikesite.com.
Welcome back, everybody, for After the Veil. All right, so you have your sign there. Look at you with your comfort zone sign. God, I love it.
Here's my cell phone, too. I made a cell phone sign. Goodness. Here's my cell phone.
Oh, wow. She's ready. She said, I'm ready.
I was about to say, like, is she
you can
like,
call me.
She is selling these porta potties, these toilet trailers, these poop potties.
Well, I care. I care.
I'm going to ask my sister-in-law, by the way, if what? She knows is it your sister who lives in Manalapan?
Yes, Ellen Levine Stein.
I'm going to ask her Shira if she knows Lane. It because she's from there.
Oh my God, oh, that's you two are going
to
be
and I guarantee that's you fun. One thing, every single person at every single party that you're ever going to plan is at some time going to have to most likely use the restroom. So what's it going to be?
Yeah.
Well, my nephew was a DJ up there.
Oh, that's great. Wait. The Steins. The last yes.
Which
Steins.
Which nephew?
That was the one that you did the wedding for.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm hoping it's the same one we were talking about because he's an awesome guy.
He is.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, this is a piece that we get to talk about whatever we want. So I just wanted to see, was there something interesting, unique, or something that you three wanted to brag about that, you know, just happened recently? Anybody? Anyone? Marcy? Anything?
I'm going to pass because I don't really have anything really fun and exciting right now. I was dealing with my friend who was actually in the hospital, so.
Well, but I know what's something fun and exciting stuff. Is that, well, I found your award finally came in. So.
Yes, I heard. I'm very excited. I know Brooke is too.
I don't know.
That's exciting.
You can't.
Yeah, but I'm taking mine back.
And I don't know if I'm going to give it back.
No. You're giving me mine back because I have yours. So, so our Telly Awards came in. So I'm so excited that you guys each have your Telly Awards. So what about you, Nancy?
I want to make a toast. Because I had the pleasure of collaborating with Keith Willard and Brooke at an event, and it was top notch, and everything was beyond expectation, and you really, really pull it together. And I also want to bring up something that people may not realize in preparing for an event, especially if it's a wedding and everyone's going to be watching you. From my health background, about 4 months before an event, you need to start worrying and concerning yourself with how you're going to appear. Talking about detoxing, talking about making sure that in your gorgeous dress, you have the right bra and support to keep everything up and where it needs to be. And that your posture is right. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
No, seriously.
Because this is a special event.
It is the worst. When you have a bride that is not in a comfortable bra and she is trying to get everything pushed together and up and you're in this tight dress, it starts to, like if you have an underwear that doesn't fit properly, it'll start to dig. And I've seen people get rubbed raw underneath and you're just like, okay, we need to go bra shopping for you, but now it's a little too late. Well, I actually tell people all the time, I'm like, look, because everybody goes on these wild, crazy diets and they want to get into this like smaller dress. And I always tell people, I'm like, look, about 2-3 weeks before the wedding, go back to what you normally eat. You got to get your body accustomed to some alcohol and some fat because that's
and posture.
Eating and drinking.
And I can't stress enough posture because you can stand up straight and lose 10 pounds. the way that you stand with your shoulders back, you can look so much better instantaneously with your body position. So that's another thing that I just love talking about.
I'm just because saying so much that goes into it. I'm just saying if somebody goes back to like their like alcohol and creams and butters and they've been dieting like a crazy person, they're going to need one of your restrooms to be able to run to.
True that.
Absolutely. Wear your really health is. However you like, because I care. And we need more caring in the world because we're all connected. And we're really blessed to be able to have celebrations again and not just stay in our house.
Thank goodness.
You know, we're out in the world and we got to protect the public.
Well, and I tell people, you know, brides and couples and all the time, when they get worried about, you know, their weight, I'm like, do not worry about your weight. You're beautiful and perfect as you are. Your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever is marrying you for who you are now, not for what you want to look like. They're marrying you because they love you and how you look now. So, you know,
Standing up straight in all the pictures and positioning yourself so you look your best on your day is a big thing because those pictures are epic and they're iconic and they last forever. So pushing your shoulders back, elongating your neck, taking a deep breath makes a big difference in body position and posture and also the energy because our bodies are all energetically conducting. So it all connects together.
You mean we don't all look good when we're all hunched over?
Well, we just look and look better. Yeah. I just want everyone to have the best time and enjoy each other and enjoy the moment and enjoy their health and be grateful for their health.
Are you kidding? I'm starting to tilt my face so much more that it's starting to become a thing. I'm trying not to have my chins run together. So, you know, I'm always sticking my chin out. Like, you know.
I'll come over and adjust you. I'll make a house call for you. It'd be my pleasure.
But you know, it is. It's one of those things that when we're in this world of events, you know, we are dealing with people hopefully at their happiest, but it's also at a time when it could turn on a dime to be unhappy. Like it is amazing how
high stress,
like, and you have to just be there to protect them almost from all of that stress that is happening in that world. And
people don't see each other for a long time. And then at the reunion, they see their old boyfriend or girlfriend or ex or at this event. Yeah. I mean, it's drama.
It is. So, and then you throw a bunch of alcohol and a bunch of like parents that installed buttons in you. And it's like crazy.
That's why our doors close. That's why our bathroom doors close. So you can have some privacy if need be.
Lock the door.
lock the door. And they're air conditioned too. So that makes it even better. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Very private, privé.
Oh my God. Nancy, you were a pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, and love of course, Brooke, too. I had such a good time working with Brooke. I love her. Fabulous.
Oh,
that was so much fun. We had a really good time.
We had a really good time. Mm-hmm. And of course, the always beautiful Brooke Logan Stoner and Fair to Remember by Marcy. By Marcy Thank Greenberg.
Thank you all for being part of the show. Thank you for your questions, Marcy.
Yeah, we will be back next Tuesday at 2. But until then, say bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.